Ford is presenting the legislature with three different options related to marijuana home grows. Could you outline those for us?
Right. The 2017 legislature directed the Liquor and Cannabis Board to study and make recommendations back to it by December 1st of 2018 on recreational home grows of marijuana, which would take place, of course, in the home. And so the Liquor and Cannabis Board spent the interim reaching out to a number of stakeholder groups, whether that's cities and counties, law enforcement. We held a public hearing, met with the prevention community and others to gather input. And in the end, we came back with three recommendations. And one of the key things that the legislature had required of us is that whatever recommendations you bring back, ensure that they're aligned with the Department of Justice's Cole memo, which lays out the enforcement priorities of the federal government when it comes to states that have legalized marijuana in some form. And so with that in mind, the board discarded a lot of options that it could have considered and stayed with three recommendations that are consistent with that Cole memo. And the first one is a tightly regulated home grow system where you'd have up to four plants. Those plants would have to be loaded into the state's seed-to-sale traceability system. The state and local government would maintain enforcement priorities over that. The second option is sort of an opt-in by local governments, where if a community wanted to be able to have home grows, they could have a permitted system where you would have a permit to be able to grow up to four plants at home. And without that permit, you would not be able to. So cities and counties would have that option of whether they wanted to be a part of a system that allows that or not. And the third is continue to have no home grows at all. So that's essentially the status quo.
Do you remember what some of the other options were that didn't really fit what they thought would fall into the guidelines of the Cole memorandum?
Well, certainly what we heard from many people at the public hearing was that we don't want to have any sort of regulation at all. You know, allow us to have as many plants as we'd like, and we don't want it to be essentially regulated. And in other states, there are regulations around home grows, but certainly what we've heard from other states is that they've had some issues. And they said, if you're going to have home grows, be very conservative and keep the plants down to a minimum. For example, in Colorado, they had 99 plants originally, which was the plan, and that was a major problem for them. And they had to scale back all the way back to, I think, 12 plants, which is what I think that they have now. But it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle once you do that. And so if Washington is going to go forward, what we recommended to the legislature is you start off very conservative.
And the Cole memo, I mean, was it kind of basically just stating you really have to have strict guidelines, or what kind of wording was in there that made you just go for these three options?
Because there's eight enforcement priorities that they list out that explain what they are. But those eight bullets can pretty much broke down into three categories: preventing diversion, which is taking product outside of the system, preventing youth access, preventing, of course, kids from having access to marijuana, and three, keeping the criminal element out of the system. And so when it comes to recreational home grows, certainly what we heard from Colorado was that they were having a problem potentially with diversion from the home grow side of things.
And then, so what's the next step? I mean, it's been presented to the legislature. Do we have any idea what their plans are? Will they actively take this up, or is it up to certain lawmakers to move forward with it, or what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's the committee that oversees the liquor board and generally marijuana stuff that would likely take it up, and it's up to them. What I would imagine will happen is at some point there will be a hearing early on, and we would probably come in and present our findings and answer questions and things like that, and then they would decide how they want to be able to go. Whether something like this would be part of its own bill or part of a larger bill, it's unknown.